crooning your way to an athletic scholarship. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 161. Welcome to the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. Well, speaking of digging in, that's what this episode is about a little bit, because you got to dig before you get some growth and before you bear fruit. So we're talking about pruning. And I don't mean the kind of prunes that you eat for breakfast. I'm talking about something else. What is pruning anyway? It's important when it comes to your athletic scholarship pursuit. In fact, as we get into this fall, I want to make sure that you are dead on and you're doing the things that are going to get a return. So we have got to prune, and it's painful, extremely painful. Here's what pruning is, as you might have guessed. If you look out, say, on a fruit tree, and this happens all the time, the professional growers, what they do is they go up and down their rows, say an apple tree, and they'll go up and down the rows and pick off fruit, actual apples, and they'll toss them away. And you're thinking, what in the world is going on? I mean, you're throwing away your profits, but that's not the case. What they'll tell you is they got to pick some of those apples off, or else all the apples on the tree will be small. Now, there's enough nutrients going in to each of those branches, each of those apples, and they got big apples. And believe me, they've been doing this for years. They've been doing this for decades, even centuries. They know how to grow fruit. They do it by pruning. I mean, even when the apples are in blossom, you'll see on those trees, you'll probably see some of these fruit growers go out and pick off some of the blossoms. If you've got too many blossoms in one place, then you've got a problem there, because the apples are going to be absolutely tiny. So there's pruning that goes on at the beginning and pruning that goes on as they grow. We used to have a plum tree. This tree was so huge, I didn't have to prune it. And it just naturally grew the way I wanted it to grow. It was so full of plums that, you guessed it, the branch would break. The branches would break. They'd be so heavy. I didn't prune it. I probably should have, would have saved the tree. And what you want to do is, yeah, you want to save the tree. You want to produce good fruit. And pruning has a place in that. Pruning in sports, you may not have considered it this way, but pruning is in sports is when players get cut. Somewhere along your career, athlete and parent, you may be an athlete yourself or have been, and somewhere along in your career, you've been pruned. You've been cut from the team. And that is painful, isn't it? It's painful to get cut. It's painful to be pruned off a team. Now, listen to this. In this process of pruning, and I'm going to get to the point of where we're going today and how it applies to your athletic scholarship. But on a team, you notice you got the first cuts, and those are probably the athletes just obviously just aren't going to make it. And it wasn't a tough choice. And these athletes were the first ones that got cut. If you're in that boat and you've been in that boat, man, I apologize. But hey, they're some of the best athletes in the world who were cut in high school and yet went on to play pro in some sports. It's not the end of the world if you get cut in high school. So first you get rid of those, you prune those athletes, yeah. And then there's another series of cuts, another series of pruning. And sometimes, and oftentimes, and probably most of the time, good athletes get pruned. Say a basketball team, you got 12. You got 12 players you can carry, and you've got, say, 15 that you need to cut back to 12. Well, those last three are usually athletes that are good. It's kind of like that apple on the tree that side by side, you get two apples that look great. They're growing, but one had to be pulled off so the other could really grow. And the way it works for coaches is that the number of players that they have to pour themselves into is fewer, and they can produce fruit as a team. Okay, enough of the illustrations. Let's get into the meat of things. Let's be fruitful here today. And I want to encourage you in the area of pruning, because I believe that if you do this, you're going to be able to bear more fruit. You're going to get the kind of results and return that you want from your efforts towards the athletic scholarship. Whether you're a parent listening or an athlete listening, it applies to you as a team, okay? Athlete and parent as a team working on this. And I want to talk about, first of all, pruning your schools. Pruning your schools. You're probably shocked I'm even saying this, because I'm the guy who says, you need a list of 40 to 50 schools. If you have 75, that's awesome. But pruning your list of schools is the right thing to do at the right time. You definitely want to plant 40 to 50 possible schools in the ground so that you'll bear a fruit tree. But if there's no action for, say, 4 or 5 months, I would say cut that school off. Cut those schools off. You're wasting your time, because you can then focus your efforts on personalizing and deepening every relationship that's alive. You can grow that fruit. There's power in that. All of a sudden, you don't have this huge list. You got a manageable list that you're able to, one, work with personally. Second, give extra effort, whether it be continued emails or phone calls or visits. You can't do it with 75. So if you've got some of these schools that you have interaction with, those are the ones you keep on the tree. But after 4 or 5 months, if you're not getting any action, any response, I would cut off that school. I would prune that school from your list. Second thing you can prune, which is a biggie here, you want to prune your activities. Spreading yourself too thin can be deadly. And I know from personal experience, that's me. I had to prune over the last week or so to really make the most of the time. I don't have unlimited time. You don't have unlimited time. I was doing a lot of stuff for different ventures that I have going, businesses, this one, other things that I have divided the time out and said, I'll do so many hours for this, so many hours for that, so many hours for that third thing. And in reality, I didn't have enough hours. And I spread myself too thin. I really wasn't getting the kind of results and return on some of the things I was doing. And I sat down, I realized, and somebody spoke to me about this, that, John, you're doing too much. Prune. And I am in the pruning process right now. I haven't got that all figured out. I've cut some things. It's painful. And I'm going, oh, I want to keep doing this. But it takes away from my effectiveness in life and in my business. So pruning your activities will keep you from spreading yourself too thin, because that can be deadly. I mean, the branch can die and the tree can die and your scholarship dream can die. Your efforts towards an athletic scholarship will shrivel up because you're not pouring enough energy into the right things. You're not getting return on your investment of time. That illustration of the tree, if you keep that in mind, it's so true. It really is parallel to your efforts. So you've got pruning, where you may lop off a whole branch and get that off, or you may do this, what I call super pruning, which you got the branch, but you need to take off certain pieces of fruit on that branch. And a super pruning effort when it comes to recruiting is camps. You may have to prune your camps. You may be addicted to sending your kid to camps, hoping that one of them would click and he or she will get that scholarship that they deserve. And you keep trying camp after camp, hundreds of dollars after hundreds of dollars. You're just spreading yourself too thin. You're not thinking critically about which of those camps are the best, which of those are a good match for your son or daughter. I've got a whole chapter in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook about that. Don't just spread yourself too thin and go after every camp. You need to prune that if that's what you're doing. So as far as activities, really simply, just follow the 6 steps that I lay out for you. That's all you got to do. Pour yourself into those 6 branches of success, I guess you could call it, 6 steps to success. To me, if you prune everything else off and work on those things, that step-by-step process, then, and I went over the step-by-step process last week. If you missed that episode, go back and listen to that. And I walk through those with you. And I'm committed to those. I have been for almost 20 years, and I'm just going to boldly say it. Stick with those steps. You'll get results. Don't veer from that. Speaking of last week I mentioned that I had the Athletic Scholarship Playbook free for you in a Kindle format. I just want to say thank you to those who went and got that. I really hope that this fall is going to be fantastic for you because now you've got the tools to make it happen. I wanted to put something in your hands. I couldn't send books to everybody, but we put the Athletic Scholarship Playbook up for free for a few days and had, in fact, I had so many people who went and downloaded that for free. It, on the Amazon charts, it climbed to number one. No, not number one overall. It was number one in Sports Reference Kindle books. Number one in Sports Reference Kindle books. And that was kind of cool. I mean, we all kind of check. Don't we check our stats, right? Well, I check my stats. I had to. So I went back and checked my stats and made it number one in that category. And then I made it in number three in college reference books as well. But thank you for grabbing that. Don't just let it sit in your Kindle reader or your Kindle. Read it, please. Read it, get started. If you haven't started yet, start it now. As soon as we're done here, start the book. It's got those steps, those 6 branches of success, as I just kind of coined that right now. Man, that'll help you prune. Stick with those steps, all right? If you didn't get the playbook, it's available on Amazon. It's not very expensive as a Kindle, and it's not even very expensive as a print book. It's a good investment. On Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Another area that you really need to prune is your relationships. So, John, what are you talking about? I'm asking you the question, who are you listening to? Who are you learning from? If you're not hanging out with people committed like you are to pursuing a scholarship, you're hurting yourself. You're bringing yourself down. You want to be hanging around with families with purpose who are working hard at this and seeing success. Yeah, successful families. Find them. You may have to go look around even outside people that you know. You may even have to graft on some new branches. These are new relationships I'm talking about with avid scholarship seekers. Not in your circle of friends. I'm talking about people in your community, at different schools, different towns. How do you meet those people? I mean, how do you find those people? One of the things you could do is you could just start a meetup group. That's easy. It's free. Maybe meet once a month with these families. Start a meetup group and see who signs up for that. Do that locally. It's at meetup.com. Your son or daughter probably knows about that site and that tool to use. You can learn from each other. Another thing you can do is get to know another family that has succeeded at this on a deeper level. A meetup group is great. You learn a lot from each other. You can, as you come together, you're working on stuff together. You're sharing ideas, successes, trials, tests, failures in the real world in real time. And there's nothing cooler than that. I mean, look at it. In sports, it's all about team. Teams coming together are successful when they do it right. But when we go after athletic scholarships, we try to do it alone. We need a team. We need to apply what we learn in competition. We need a team. So seek out another team. Check it out at Meetup. Or as I mentioned, get to know another family that's succeeded at this and have them over for dinner a few times. That get to know them deeper. begin working together and see if we can both be successful at this. Before I go further, did I mention, I haven't mentioned this yet, it's the Recruiting Power Pack, which is free. You've got three items in there you download and get started right away if you don't have this yet. First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship, that's a PDF download. When and how to use video, it's an audio tutorial that I recorded for you, an audio on video. Sure, why not? And then third, the player profile or resume template, where you can create this most important recruiting tool with an easy-to-use fillable form, this template. So go get that at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Well, we are just about out of time. In fact, we're over time, and I want to conclude with these thoughts. By pruning, your scholarship tree will produce fruit. It only makes sense. If you've nodded as you've listened to this episode, you're going, yeah, it sure makes sense to me. It sounds logical. Hey, let's put it all together, okay? And then finally, the question I have for you is, where do you need to prune? Where do you need to prune? What comes to mind right away? It's painful, but it's necessary. You got to do it if you want to succeed. Next week, we'll be talking about the silver bullet of recruiting. Silver bullet of recruiting. So join me for that. God bless you. Have a great week. If you have any questions, you can email me at john@recruitme.com. Okay, happy pruning.